Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I'll be asking your mom out soon, don't worry. What do you have against me, Ma?
You're too old.
I'm too old? 35 is too old? You're too young for my taste, Ma.
Yeah, I know.
You know? Allie, I'm just going to be hitting on your mom the entire time.
Can we keep this in, please?
Are we rolling right now? Oh, you didn't tell me. Hey, guys, welcome back to I'll Be Your Sister with Ellie Zeiler and Troy Osberg.
Okay.
You should have told me that. Okay, there's your intro.
Hello again. I am Ellie Zeiler. Welcome or welcome back to another episode of I'll Be Your Sister. Today, we have our first guest joining the squad ever, Troy Osterberg.
Wow, you got it right.
Thank you.
It only took her like three tries. She asked me like five times beforehand, but that was very good.
Are you excited to be here?
Mm-hmm.
First guest ever.
Yeah, I was thinking like, what if we just change the title to I'll Be Your Brother.
I was thinking siblings, but I think that that's a great idea.
We'll be your siblings.
Yes, we will be your siblings.
We will be your siblings.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
A nice ring to it.
Today, I thought that it would be great to have the first guest on the podcast being Troy, obviously being a male, because mm-hmm. I feel like my podcast is very, I'll Be Your Sister, is very much like girls giving girl advice, and I'm very intrigued to have a guy's perspective on questions that I also have. And I asked my Instagram story, which if you guys want to go follow that, is at Ellie Zeiler, to ask some questions that we wanted to know a guy's perspective on. And so I'm really excited to have you, Troy, here talking with us.
Should I be nervous?
Questions. Really nervous.
These are like some serious questions.
Yeah, you should be really
this
scared.
Is the problem is I'm going to give you such good advice that everyone's just going to get wifed up over the summer.
And
it's not going to be a hot girl summer anymore. Everyone's going to be like wifed up as though it's like the winter.
True. Because
everyone gets coupled up during the winter.
Summer. Yeah.
And then there's nothing left for me. So this is a lose-lose situation. I hope you know that this is what's
Troy,
going on.
I'm sure if you do a good job, you will have plenty of wives after this podcast. Okay.
Okay.
Don't worry. We'll get through it. Before getting into it, we have to do our weekly traditions of a good OOTD.
Oh, God.
Troy, I will let you go first. Where is your gorgeous outfit from?
This is so unfair. One, I'm going to stop you really quickly because I asked Ellie. I said, hey, what's the dress code? And she showed me jeans and UGG shoes. That's not fair because I came in looking like a scrub. So I just kind of want to get that out there right now. I'm wearing a hat because I just jumped out of the shower. I'm wearing like a nice little like whatever this
I like
is.
This.
It's nice, but it's hot and all the juices are just in. And I'm wearing camo pants that you can't see. Would you like me to stand up and give you like a twirl?
No, you can just, we have to contort our bodies to really get it in the frame.
And then I'm wearing like old man shoes that I bought in New York, but I absolutely love them.
I love this outfit.
Sabah, Abercrombie, All Saints, and Gorin.
Great.
Yeah.
I love it.
But Gorin? No underwear.
Okay, Troy, we can't say that on the podcast. Okay, moving on to my OOTD. I figured I would give a very much example of two episodes. We talked about a first date outfit, and I gave some examples of that. And I said to mention that if you never know what to wear for a first date, you should always wear all black. So I wanted to, since we're talking about dating, relationships, all of these things, perspectives, I wanted to wear that kind of outfit. So I'm wearing this long Skims dress. Also, yesterday I saw Kim Kardashian at this award show.
I saw that.
Yeah. She is slim thick. She's
really?
Like, yeah, she really is. She looks great. I had Skims on the brain this morning, so I put that on.
So that was the inspiration.
That was my inspo.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then talk us through the heels.
These are my favorite shoes ever for dates, for going out, for going to parties, for going to the grocery store. These are just little mini Prada heels. Today I found out that my dog Lenny ate one of them.
At your heel?
Yeah. So
let me see it.
How sad is this? Do you see this?
Oh goodness gracious. It's not it's not even a big deal. I thought it like
so
snapped off the back. So
oh,
you're
no,
like
no,
walking.
No, almost, okay. Kind of. Anyway, okay. That's my OOTD. Skims okay. Product.
Looks great.
Thank
Fantastic.
You so much.
Gorgeous, slay, purr.
All right. Those are our outfits of the episodes. Okay. Oh, I like that. OOTE. Outfit of the episode. Yeah, that was nice. Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Now, I figured before we get into some of your guys' questions that you guys are here to ask Troy and also a little game at the end, I figured I wanted to start off this episode with kind of getting both of our separate perspectives on, I guess, the opposite gender in dating and like okay. Asking a mutual question so that you guys know whether or not to follow our advice to like see if you have similar perspectives.
Okay, that's fair. I like that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Amazing. Let's All right, let's get into the first question.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, what do we want to talk about?
Okay, all right, this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about where you're taking me on our first date.
No, Troy, that's not how this works. We have to do it mutually.
Okay, first date. Give me like your ideal first
My
date.
Ideal
give a,
first
give me
date.
A woman's ideal first date.
Okay. Okay. Well, my personally, because I can only talk for, I guess, myself, I personally am not a fan of a dinner date. I think that, like, yeah.
Okay.
Every single dinner date that I've gone on, I feel like I end up walking away and being like, oh, I know everything about you. Like, there's nothing more. Like, I don't know. I also have, like, insane ADHD, and so I like to be, like, doing an activity instead of just, like, sitting there.
It's fair.
I love the concept of, like, getting ready and dressed for, like, a dinner date, but I think that can be, like, you know, second, third, fourth.
You're not going mini golfing in this. Let's just put it that way. So as far as activities go,
yes.
I don't think, like, even though this is like your first day outfit, you're probably not gonna.
Wait, I would go golfing in this.
You'd go golfing in this?
Yes.
You think you could drive that thing 200 yards?
For sure. Yes, for sure.
You don't like dinner dates. I feel like dinner dates are just like such a staple. They're so standard.
I think that they're really boring.
I think you're going on dates with the wrong people.
I don't have a boyfriend, so yeah, probably might be the idea.
Not trying to call out like whoever, you know, was the lucky guy that went out with you, but like, I love dinner dates. They're so, like, to the point you get to learn so much about them. Because, like, to me, I love activities, but, like, I feel like an activity is more of, like, a second or a third kind of date.
Interesting.
First dates is just, like, you have to, obviously, you have to, like, bypass the small talk, which I think, like, if you go to dinner and it's, like, a romantic, like, nice setting and maybe you have, if you're old enough of age, you have a couple drinks to kind of like loosen you up and get you like in the mood to kind of like break down the barriers and like have an actual conversation. Mm-hmm. I feel like dinner dates are just like fantastic.
Interesting.
But like you don't like them because what? You feel like you talk too much and then
I just
everything.
Feel like it gives a false sense of maybe who the person actually is. Like I like for a first date to like if I'm going to put more time into that, into, like, the relationship, I feel like I want to see them, like, in a setting of, like, society. Like, I don't know.
Do you prefer...
How they talk with people, how they, like, can
So be. Maybe you prefer, like, more group gatherings as, like, a first date. Like, group... No?
No, no well, let me describe my first... My okay. perfect first date to
okay.
you.
Okay.
I love activities. I love a good first... I love, like, a long drive for a first date.
Okay.
Like, a long drive... Going to play mini golf, going bowling, something like that. Like something pure and like
breaks the ice
fun. Yeah, I'm also like a very, I feel like competitive, not competitive person.
You're
but
a competitive
like,
person.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a competitive
See, okay,
person.
Troy and I went golfing like a
few days ago. She kicked my ass. She is so freaking good. She was like, oh, yeah, like, I don't really play that well. Like, I don't play that often. And she just gets up there and just, like, outdrives me. And just all my friends are like, dude, she is way too good to be playing with us. She should be playing with the pros. We should get you on tour, honestly.
I would love that. We should. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, showing my skills in some way. So golfing, something
like that.
And then, I don't know, getting ice cream after something. Like, I
okay.
don't know.
Just easy. They don't have to go
An
like
activity.
They don't have to go like above and beyond, take you like the fanciest of dinners.
No.
Or like rent out like a helicopter.
I feel like that's too much pressure.
Like
I also think that like the image that I put onto social media is very much like dressed up and like fancy all the time and always put together. And I think like I, in a partner, look for someone that like I can be just completely myself with and like break down that wall and that barrier. Mm-hmm. So to do an activity that like I don't have to be like extremely like put together and perfect for, I think is like something that I look for.
Which is nice. It's like a fresh of a breath of fresh air in a sense, because you're not like always
a pure,
on
like cute date, you know?
Yeah. No, I like that.
What's your ideal first date, Troy?
My ideal first date is I love a solid car ride, right?
Yes.
Wait, hold on. For you, sporting events, yes or no?
We were just talking about this before we started filming. It's funny because my mom yelled out. She's like, oh, you love sporting events to go to on the first date, which is
like,
I realized,
like a basketball or a baseball game.
I one time went on a first date at a basketball game and I hated it so much because the lighting in the arenas are so bright that like you feel like you're not, it's not a romantic setting, you know what I mean?
But you're that just like, means like your head is elsewhere. Like you shouldn't be thinking like, oh my god, how do I look right now? It should just be like, wow, this is like a really good time. Or you're not like engaged in that conversation and the conversation doesn't mean enough. So if you're sitting there and you're thinking like, oh my gosh, how am I looking right now, you probably went with, did it end up being your boyfriend?
No.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Wait, but it was a really big issue. Like, I think I talked about it on the podcast. My ex-boyfriend was at the basketball game and then, like, came up to us.
This is some tea.
I went on a date and my ex-boyfriend was at the basketball game and he, like, came up to us and, like, confronted the guy and it was a whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
And who'd you end up leaving with?
I ended up leaving with the person that brought me on the date.
Okay, thank goodness. Okay.
Yeah, what? Okay. Yeah, I wasn't just going to ditch him.
I don't know, making sure. Just making sure.
Okay, we're getting distracted. Yeah, What's your ideal first date? Come on.
I'll piggyback off of you.
Okay.
I love just long car rides, down PCH, windows down, good music, sunset, like 7 o'clock-ish. You know what I mean? Yes, golden hour.
I totally know what you mean.
Okay. And then my uncle has this really cool Airstream up in like the Malibu Hills. Mm-hmm. So I love to go up into the Airstream where it's like overlooking.
What's an Airstream?
Like, an Airstream is like, you know those like silver things that are on the back of a truck? Like those silver RV. It's like an RV trailer.
Yeah.
It has like a bed and a shower and a kitchen. But it's like, it's small. It's like a living thing.
You're taking a girl on the first date to like a mini twin bed in like a metal box?
Okay, hold on. Slow down.
No.
We're sitting outside of the Airstream where it's like cool lounge chairs and you're overlooking like the water and you see like the Malibu Pier and you crack open like a bottle of wine and have
apple juice,
apple juice if you're under 21 and you just vibe out. You have good music and you just watch the sun go down. That's like my ideal.
Okay, I'm not gonna shame you for it. That's a great first date.
It's really fun and it's just like a good icebreaker because one, you get like to know like their music taste.
That's
along,
very true.
Like, breaking the ice and having like that I guess initial boring conversation.
Yeah.
No, it's not boring.
Do you take a lot of girls on this experience?
No. No, that's just my ideal.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. But hypothetically speaking, you know, if I were to, that's probably like what I, but she has to mean a lot to me. The thing is like, I don't go out on very many dates because like, I have to be like really interested in, you know, a certain person to do that, you know?
Absolutely.
So yeah.
All right. Those were our ideal first dates.
Ideal first date.
Next five.
It's ideal.
Let's say we're going on a first date. Mm. What's your perspective on who should pay?
The man.
Why?
Usually the guy is the one inviting the girl out, asking her out. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you're asking somebody out, you should pay that. That's just like 100%, that's how I am, that's how I was raised, like call me old school. I feel like a lot of people do that, but like the man should always pay. That's just my opinion.
I kind of agree.
I will say, however, and I do want to touch on a little bit more, is like, it's a class act, and guys, especially me, because I just speak off of my own personal experiences, is like, we really take into account women like offering to pay. That's like super cute, and I feel like that tells a lot about that specific individual. I will never take your card. Like, I will throw it across the restaurant probably, but like, I find it very cute when she's like, no, like, let's split it, or here, like, you know, whatever, just like offering to pull it out. And I'm like, no, keep that in your purse.
Okay.
But to me, I think it goes a long way. And I think a lot of guys appreciate it when a girl does offer. If for whatever reason that man like decides to take your card and split it, I hope that you never see that guy ever again in your entire life.
Yeah. I'm glad that you added that in, because there's a trend right now going on TikTok that's like, me in my head knowing that I'm not gonna pay, like pretending to like look through my bag for 5 minutes and like, sure, like do all these, sure, things. I'm trying to think of like the exact sound, but I can't think of it right now.
No, I get it.
It's interesting because I really think that like it can go both ways, where I also saw a TikTok. I'm really on dating TikTok.
Okay.
I also saw a TikTok.
We're on two different sides of TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also saw a TikTok that was like this guy basically saying like, if you're expecting to be treated like a princess by a guy, you should just like expect it, in the sense that like don't offer to pay, like don't be like super wowed or excited by like you going to like a crazy expensive restaurant, because like you should just expect that.
Sure.
I agree with like the, like, it's just human decency, I feel like, too.
Yeah, like expecting is just kind of just, I don't know how I feel about that so much. I don't know. I would just never expect like a woman to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Unless we're like in a relationship, like, you know, months or years later down the road, and you're like, oh, babe, like, I got it tonight.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Or I'm getting us something on the way home. Like, what do you want?
Yeah.
Like, that's totally fine. But like the first couple times, like, no.
Yeah.
I think,
I agree.
Yeah. I don't know.
I agree.
Maybe it's 2023 and people have something else to say, but usually to kind of like be around that like awkward interaction. Do you find that awkward for like when the bill comes out? Like, is that weird? Does that make you like uncomfortable sometimes when like they're like, all right, here's the bill, like take your time? And that's,
I mean, yeah,
you and a guy.
Yeah.
What do you do? What do you expect?
I always get my card out, and like they usually, I've never had something, like I'm very lucky enough to like, I've gone on dates with guys that like,
exactly,
which they've never let me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought that was a great perspective though. I've actually always wondered that. At the end of the day, we know that like, we're all living different lives. We're all from different places. We're all going on different kinds of dates. All of our ideals, our ideal dates are different. These are obviously our perspectives.
Totally.
And like,
yeah,
we're just saying what we have what experience we do, with and what we do. But do what feels right to you. Do what feels comfortable with like whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And we're just here to share what we are
and
going
if it's
through.
Meant to be, then it's meant to be.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My idea of life, exactly. Mm-hmm. We're now getting into basically I asked on my Instagram story, what is a question that you've always wanted to ask a guy?
Hmm.
Again, we're here with a guy. We're very excited to be here.
So
let's get into some of those questions that you guys have asked. You excited?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yay, great. Okay, someone asked, what is a huge turnoff for a guy? Which I wonder too. Guys, I chose questions that I also am curious to know the answers.
I don't want to say I have a lot. That sounds like rude. I have three.
Okay.
I have three.
Oh, wow.
That come off the top of my head. I'm sure like more will.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
the first is like pretty standard. It's just like hygiene. Just like, I think that's everyone's kind of, you know, you want to make sure like you're freshened up and, you know, smelling good and looking good, and yeah, that's pretty standard.
Do you have a favorite like scent?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
I love, like, I just obviously like perfumes are great. I love Baccarat. That's pretty standard though for a lot of people. Second is I don't like entitlement.
Ah. Describe.
Some people, I'm not even gonna single out women because it's for men too. A lot of people sometimes just feel entitled to certain things when, you know, they've really may have not like earned it or worked very hard for it, you know, and it was just maybe handed down or given to them. And it just kind of, they're not so humble about certain situations or their lifestyle.
Are you talking about like overall someone who is just entitled in the sense that like you ask them about their career and like something cool has happened in their career and they just act like it was just like,
it's not even just career based. It's just like people that just are like, yeah, no, I deserve that. Like I should, you know, be, I don't know, for lack of better situations, like I should be driving like that car, or yeah, like I should get this meal comped, or like, yeah, like he should I guess we can go back to like the whole like first date, like he should pay for me,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yes,
you know, like that. Yeah. That to me, since we just spoke about it, it's like that's, you know, he should pay for me is just kind of like not the greatest mindset. Even though like yes, he's going to pay, but like I don't like that.
I've definitely been on dates with guys that like act like they, I guess specifically, I go on a lot of dates just because my age group is like younger, you sure. know, I'm yeah. 19. And so like going, like most of the guys that I go on dates with are like around my age group and like they haven't made their own things. And so they act like sure. their dad's company is like theirs yeah, and like yeah, their yeah, grandpa's yeah. this. Yeah. Is the, and like, yeah. then they, you're just like, no,
yeah.
it wasn't. Yeah. Not yours.
So yeah, that's a big one for me. Good. It's just entitlement. And then I don't like people who just like lack ambition, like aren't working towards anything, mm-hmm. you know? I always say like a big red green flag for me is like a girl that has like, who doesn't need me because she's got her own thing going on and yeah. she's like passionate about something. Mm-hmm. I guess like ambition and passion kind of goes hand in hand in a sense where like, I like someone who's like got their own thing going on.
Yeah.
You know?
I really like that. Something, it's funny because I was actually thinking about this the other day that a tip, because I made a podcast a couple episodes ago about like how to have a good first date.
Sure.
And I thought of a new tip the other day, which is before going on a date, I always think like, what are we going to talk about? What am I going to ask him? What is he going to ask sure. me? Things like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like for a piece of advice, if you're going on a first date, is think about like two or three things that you're really excited about. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not like working on the biggest, just think of something that like you're excited about or like you're working on and sure. just like think about them, because I think that people are really attracted to, as you just said, ambition.
Totally.
But yeah. also someone that's like passionate about something and yeah. excited about something. Yeah.
Listen, like at the end of the day, you can be super passionate about scrubbing toilets for all I care.
Yeah.
But as long as like you're excited, like I feel like the conversation just flows because like the receiver just understands like how much it means to you.
Yes.
You know, which is like yeah. a big thing. So yeah, lack of ambition would be another turnoff.
Those were great answers.
Yeah.
Good job, Troy. All right, next question.
I got a gold star.
Yay. Okay, the next one is kind of a little lighthearted, nitty-gritty question, which is, and I'm also interested to know, the question is it annoying when a girl texts you often? Or like, how often is too often? How much is too much? How little is too little? What do you think about texting?
You really have to vibe it out, because like, if the feeling is mutual, then I don't think you can ever text too much.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But if it's not, and you know, one party likes the other a little bit more, mm-hmm. then yeah, I could see how it like gets a little annoying. I don't know. You just don't want to like overdo it in the beginning stages.
Yeah.
Even though like a lot of people are like, oh my God, I'm so in love with this guy or this girl. So you like want to text them and call them 24/7.
Yeah.
But like, I think you should like step back and kind of don't let the emotions talk. That's like the biggest thing, is kind of just like, read the message, let it sit in, and just don't act, yeah, just purely based off of emotion, if that makes sense.
I'm gonna give you a couple options.
Okay.
Like, which is the best?
Okay.
Someone who's hard to get.
Okay.
Someone who is like nice and like easy in the sense of like, you text them, they'll respond, like okay. things like that. And then obviously the one that's like very overbearing, like very yeah. into you.
It just depends on like what the guy's thinking.
Uh-huh.
I was on a podcast last night and I was talking about
a podcaster.
Yeah, a big podcaster, huh? No, I was talking about, and I use this analogy. I was like, when you go into like a hunter's house and you see like a moose hanging on his wall, like a big moose head, right?
Scary.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but this is like my analogy, yeah, yeah. right? And you like walk into this hunter's house and you see like this big moose head on the wall. Like, the reason he's framing that is because to him, like, he put in so much time and effort to track down and basically like accumulate this moose. Does that make
wow,
sense?
Wow, yeah.
Versus,
okay.
You kind of picking up what I'm putting down.
Yeah.
If the same exact moose just showed up at his front door, he probably wouldn't hang that moose just because like there was no effort involved to obtain that moose. Does that make sense? It's kind of a yes. weird analogy, but it makes sense, no?
That's a really, really great yeah. analogy.
So that's...
So, but piggybacking on that question,
yes.
When does playing hard to get turn like you're just playing hard to get versus the girl straight up just being like a mean girl that's just not interested.
That just is, yeah. I think like you know when she's not interested, when you've like reached out a couple times and you're just not getting that same energy that you're putting it, like into it.
Yeah.
But I love the game, and regardless of what people say, like, oh, I'm not into the game, like there's always a bit of the game being played, whether or not you know it.
Yes.
Okay. Because a lot of people in like the early stages love to overthink. So let's say, hypothetically speaking, like you text some guy and maybe he's, I don't know, like at practice or in school or something, and he hasn't seen your message for like an hour or two. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're starting to think like, oh, like why isn't he responding to my message? And a lot of people start overthinking it when really he's just like, oh, sorry, like I was busy. He'll respond later. And then maybe vice you're versa. Like, oh, that was rude. So I'm going to wait 2 hours. And it kind of goes hand in hand. That's like an extreme.
Yeah.
But to me, like, I like a little bit of the chase just because it's fun. Mm-hmm. And like naturally, like humans just love to like go after what they can't have or they want what they can't have.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're constantly chasing and chasing and chasing and eventually you don't get it after a couple, I don't know, probably like weeks.
Yeah.
You should probably just like move on. There's so many other people in the world that you don't need to like waste your time and effort on like one person who clearly isn't into it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a great answer. Okay. Okay, the next question, which again, I'm curious about the people of the All Be Your Sister podcast.
They're
dying
about.
They're
dying to know.
Which is it true that if he wanted to, he would?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Really?
Yeah, 1,000%. Like the way you really know whether or not a guy's like into you is just like the effort that he puts in. Mm-hmm. And so like, if he, have you seen that TikTok quote where it's like, if he likes you, you'll know. If he doesn't, you'll be left confused.
Oh, that's a really good
quote. Have you seen
that? I haven't, but that really hit. Just that really hit.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's the small things. It's the walking down the sidewalk, and he makes sure that you're not standing on the street side. Mm-hmm. It's the he opens the car door, like a restaurant door for you. Mm-hmm. It's the he gives you like little compliments here and there. It's the when you're in a group setting, he'll kind of like single you out in a way.
Yeah.
And I'll like check up on you and make sure like. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You know, versus like the whole, not saying he's a jerk to everybody else, but like give you a little extra TLC.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure. I always say that like with dating, I feel like if things are meant to be, they just happen so easily. Mm-hmm. Where like if you go on a date with a guy or like multiple and every single time you have to go back to your friends and be like, but he did this and I'm confused about this. And like, but you just don't know how it ended.
He's just not into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hard.
It's really as simple as that, you know?
Yeah.
Too many women. I'm going to single the women out this time. Sorry, ladies. I love you. Just love to overthink sometimes, you know? And it's just like, guys are very simple. They're like, oh, like, you know, girls will come and be like, oh, like this dress or this dress. And he's like, oh, like, I don't know. That one looks good. And you're like, just good. You don't think it looks great. You don't think it looks high. And then you start like spiraling into this whole thing. And the guy's like, no, like, I mean, it looks great. It looks great. Like, they're just very simple. We're very simple. Whereas like women like to like think and are a little bit more like articulate on certain. Articulate probably isn't the proper word, but like, you know, it's just.
Like, for example, a guy that I was talking to about a month ago texted me something. And basically he texted me something that was really mean.
Okay.
And like initially I read it and I was like, wow, that's really mean.
Okay.
Listen. But then I went to all my girlfriends and they were like, well, he could be joking with you or he could just be in a bad mood right now or someone could have told him to say that to you.
Sure.
Now looking back, I should have just taken it as like what it was, which was mean. You know what I mean?
Was it? I love this. I love that we're like segueing into this because I always say like social media / texting and so forth only go so far.
Uh-huh.
Whereas like somebody could say something, but you can completely misinterpret it for it being rude or it being sarcastic or it just like not landing the way you wanted. I've definitely had my moments where I was like, oh man, this is such a funny joke. I'm gonna just send it to her. She's gonna be rolling on the floor. And it just didn't land. And she just thought I was a total jerk. And I was like, well, there goes that, you know?
Yeah.
Where like, if you said it over the phone and you saw like their mannerisms and you saw like the way they like, the way they spoke about it and so forth, you would understand.
So I should text him again because maybe he was confused. Maybe it was a joke.
Let's text him right now and say, hey man, that was like, what do you mean by that?
He turned out to be really mean. All right, those were some of our nitty gritty questions. questions. Mm-hmm. Who says nitty gritty?
Actually, you do. I'm down. I understand what you meant.
I come onto this podcast, I swear, I sit in this seat and I turn into a grandma with the things that I say. I come up with like just the worst. I'm like, I've never said that in my life.
But you have an old soul.
Yeah, and it really comes into me when I sit in this chair.
No, I like it.
Anyway, those were some nitty-gritty
questions
that we wanted to ask. Mm-hmm. Now we are going to play a fun game, which okay. I've named this name, Is It a Deal Breaker?
Okay.
Basically, we have a bowl that the lovely Amanda, snaps for Amanda, everyone, we all know and love her.
Love you, Amanda.
Created situations, and we're going to see if it's a red flag, a green flag, or a yellow flag.
Okay. Obviously, red is bad, green is good, yellow's neutral.
Yellow's like, there's an explanation that has to come with
okay,
it.
Okay, okay, I like
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
okay, okay.
Exactly.
It's not necessarily like, meh.
It's like,
yeah, let's explain.
Okay. You know, exactly.
Okay, let's get into it.
All right, perfect. Okay, this first one is the person wants to introduce you to their parents after only one or two dates. What do you think about that?
Ooh.
Red, green, or yellow?
Why would that be a bad
thing?
Yeah, I feel like that's yellow. Like, it depends on the circumstances.
Okay, me you personally, know? I love a parent. Like, that's who I can thrive with.
Same.
Almost better than, like, friends
Same.
Or things like that.
Same.
I love parents.
Yeah.
I see that as a yellow. Yeah.
That's a yellow because how about this? If he's just, like, you know, you go on, like, one date and he's like, oh, my God, like, Mom, I found the love of my life. I want to introduce you.
Yeah,
that's a little forward.
Yeah,
but like, let's just say, you know, things go well on the first date, and it just so happens you're like somewhere, and you're like, oh yeah, like I'm with my mom. If you want to like come kick it, and then they're like, you know, I love parents, so like that's why I say yellow. I feel like most people would say red.
Yeah,
but
I see it
you
as
and
yellow
I like
as well.
Like parents, so that's why we'll say yellow just for the sake of other people's opinions.
I agree.
Does that make sense?
Nexish.
Okay. I'm gonna dive into this thing real quick.
Okay, you do that.
You guys wrote a lot of questions.
They really did.
They really got in there. Okay, here we go. Okay, this is nice.
I just laughed this from your laugh.
This is nice, ready?
Okay.
Okay. If you go on a date with, you know, Mr. Wonderful.
From Shark Tank.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad that you got that reference. Hopefully it's not Mr. Wonderful, even though we love you. They tip less than 20%.
Oh, red flag. I actually think that's a major red flag. And I also, piggybacking on that, if you're mean to a waiter waitress
okay.
or someone that's working there,
100%.
You're gone, I'm leaving, I'm actually getting up and being like, you need to work on your people
totally.
Skills.
Totally.
I'm not even gonna have to explain that.
No.
Red flag.
You should. You
moving
should.
Over to
yes.
you.
Totally. I totally understand. Yep. I agree. That's it.
Red flag. All right. Shortest explanation. I could have gone on
100%.
With that, but I just
had that
to cut myself off.
I had that in my notes, and I was like,
really?
Yeah, I had that in my notes today.
That's great.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh, this is a really good one, and I had this happen to me, and I didn't listen to the red flag.
Okay.
This one is someone, you're dating someone and they act different around their friends.
I'm assuming in a bad way.
Yes.
Like a negative way.
Yeah. Like.
What, he just turns into a jerk?
For example.
Okay.
I dated someone that was like really, really sweet and kind to me.
Totally.
But as soon as we got around his friends, he was like this big like personality would like be mean to me and think it was funny for his friends or like
okay.
things like that.
Yeah. That's red flag, obviously.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
It's tough because obviously like boys will be boys. So like
yeah.
around their guys they're a little different.
Yeah.
You know? But you can't be a jerk to your girl or, you know.
Yeah.
This is a good one. People are gonna like this one. Okay. Still friends with their ex? / talk about their ex.
That's such a red flag. Okay. That is, okay.
Is it? Is that a, okay.
I've never
we're
had that.
We're gonna have opposite, okay.
Really?
Please, yeah.
Okay.
Continue.
Me personally, I think it's a red flag. I personally have never experienced that before.
Okay. Hallelujah.
But I think that is red flag. I don't wanna hear, it would turn me off that like you've even kissed or touched or hugged any other girl. Like I just like
Okay.
We're in a relationship, you know. Okay. I don't want to be thinking about
interesting
Becky from the block.
Becky,
you know?
From the block. Jenny from the block.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's fair, and I totally understand that. To me, I'm gonna say. That's tough because like.
Give us some like insight. Like, okay, have like, you dated someone that
I'm
still, you know?
I'm cool with my ex. Like, I'm cool with her.
Uh-huh.
Like, we don't talk all the time, but we've definitely like matured because it's been years now. Uh-huh. And she, like, whenever I see her, she'll talk about like other guys, and I'll like help give her advice on certain guys, and vice versa.
Okay, Troy, but let's say you go on a date with a girl, or like mm-hmm. you're dating a girl, mm-hmm. and she's being like, oh, I remember when John used to do that.
That's
like,
completely, yeah, that's yeah. that's weird.
Okay.
That's weird. But like, I'll never just bring it up out of,
yeah,
out of text.
Okay, great.
Okay,
guys, we okay. are done explaining things. We're just doing rapid fire.
This is rapid fire time.
Really hard
time.
For
Here
us, Troy and I really like to talk. Okay.
Yeah, we talk a lot.
Okay, next, we're starting a I'll Be Your Siblings
yeah.
podcast.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Make it quick. Come
okay,
on,
I will. Okay, saying I love you after only a couple of dates.
Red flag.
Green flag. For example, my ex-boyfriend asked me to be his girlfriend within a week and a half or 2 weeks of knowing him.
Okay.
And I thought that was normal. And I would love a good love bomb. I really would.
You love a good love bomb.
I would. Okay, okay. Now go ahead,
Well,
Jordan.
He's an ex for a reason, huh? Yeah, exactly. All right, next yep. question.
Okay.
Only speaks in sarcasm. Is sarcastic. I love that. I really do. Why are you laughing?
Because you do that.
Yeah, 100%. Because it's funny. I think it's
I
like
agree.
It's a form of flirtation.
I'm very sarcastic too, I think.
Yeah.
So
I think yeah. it's fun.
I think it's fun. A green, yellow flag, whatever.
Green, well, like what's green and yellow? Blue?
Sure.
Okay. It's a blue,
okay.
it's a blue
okay.
flag.
Okay. Okay. Aren't a cat person. I think that if you are a cat person, that's a red flag.
I'm a dog person.
Me too.
So. I'm not even going to say green, red, or yellow. I'm just a dog person.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just going to start there.
Me as well.
Okay. We have wants to post a pic with you on the first date. Usually the red flag is they don't want to post a picture with you.
You would say that.
Yeah, I would, say, would that. Say that. What do you mean? What do you mean? I would say that. What's that
I don't
mean?
Know. I don't know.
Ellie's going to be like, oh my God, yeah, because my ex-boyfriend, after a week of loving him, wants to post a picture with you. Is it a story or is it an in-feed?
A story.
Okay, that's fine.
Interesting.
A little weird. I'm a big fan of a soft launch, though.
Yes, me as well.
You know, just like yeah. a little like hand, little jewelry, little like side face where you don't, you see their hair?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, I agree. I think that is a yellow flag.
Okay.
It just depends on the vibe. Like,
it's,
if you're
depends
like.
Depends on the circumstances because you're a little different.
If you're doing something really cool, for example, basketball game, like, sure. and you just post, like, oh, we're here, like, that's sick because
totally.
You're there.
Totally.
If you're like hanging out and you're like taking a picture of you,
yeah,
that's like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, weird.
I feel
okay.
that.
They know a lot about you before the date, aka they looked you up prior.
Why would that be bad?
I don't think that's bad.
Mm-mm.
I think it's, you did your research.
Hopefully
in this
not
day and age.
Though. If they're like, hey, I looked you up on Instagram before this, I don't. Everyone's like life is on social media. That's
I
fine.
Kind of
green
agree.
Flag. Unless they like know too much where they scroll down to like your old dog Gilbert from like 2009. Yeah. Like that's a little
R.I.P.
weird.
R.I.P. Gilb.
But like, I like to see, R.I.P. We love you, Gilbert. But I don't know. I like to know who I'm.
Me too.
Out,
yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Before I go on first dates, like I like to text pretty consistently, call, FaceTime, just to like know they're not a serial killer.
Completely.
You know, and I think vice
agree.
Versa.
Yeah. I just wanted to add in that recently I talked to a guy for like 2 months that refused to FaceTime me.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
that's a red flag. You yeah. want to talk about red flags?
he goes, FaceTiming isn't really my thing. I go. Like,
I feel like the script is flipped because I was talking to one of my girlfriends the other day. Girl, that's a friend. I don't have like uh-huh. a plethora of girlfriends. And they're always like, I was like, yeah, I try FaceTiming people. But then I understand that girls like want to look their best self in the first couple of.
Yeah.
In the initial talking
yeah.
stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
like they prefer just like a phone call where I love FaceTimes.
I love FaceTimes.
You know, but
yeah.
sometimes let's say like you're really trying to impress them and you're not like all done up. Not that you have to be, but some girls like to have. look presentable.
Okay.
And if you
life
just
hack,
up and
everyone,
like,
life hack, okay. Knock, 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 life hack.
Ellie's life hack. Here we go.
For Ellie, personally. I love a good pair of, like, blue light fake glasses that just cover the whole face.
You do wear those a lot.
I do.
Yeah, yeah, you do.
It's for when I'm not looking my best, you know, under eyes are puffy, something's going on. And if I don't have makeup on and mm-hmm. someone's FaceTiming me, someone mm-hmm. that I like, Amazon, $20. Recommend investing
in
a
bio.
Good pair of blue light fake glasses because they just cover your face and they're cute. And
I love that. They're cute. Yeah, yeah. I've seen you wear them like once or twice on like your stories or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's actually a pretty good.
That's just a little life hack if
I'm
you don't want
to
be on
buy
camera.
Some Amazon blue light glasses.
For sure.
Here, how about this? We've got four and you're just going to, I'm just going to pull them and you say red, green flag.
Okay.
I'm just going to pull them. We'll get through all these. Here we go.
Okay.
Says they have dark humor.
What does that even mean?
Just like their jokes are just like taken too
it's
far.
It's a red flag.
Okay, red flag.
Okay.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Okay, we don't
is have... super into astrology.
Red flag.
I like that because that's how I flirt sometimes.
Okay.
But I'd wait for the girl to say that. Goes out every night. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Red flag.
yeah, red flag. Brings up politics on the first date.
Red flag.
Next question. If they refer to themselves as a nice guy or girl, oh, that's like a pick me guy. Like, dude, yeah. Go F yourself.
Red flag. That's a great ending to our game.
Yeah.
We're getting into our weekly favorites. We know the deal by now. Anything that we've been liking this week.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we were on the topic of it, I love, again, my blue light glasses. I was just thinking about that.
That's good.
Also, have been really into chewing gum recently. I'm in a gum phase. I don't know. Just getting on. I don't know.
Doesn't everybody like chewing gum?
No, or? But just like on the hygiene. Like, okay. I love a good Trident okay. Spearmint gum.
100%. That's like the go-to.
Yeah. I also love bubble gum. Okay. Extra gum, pink, bubble gum.
With Stagecoach coming up, I'm really into cowboy boots.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, so I've been going back and forth trying to find like cowboy attire-esque. Mm. I'm trying to make myself look presentable for Stagecoach. And I just found this new song, 1975, but I love them.
Uh-huh.
87 Convertible, I think, by Tory Lanez.
Ooh,
it's been
Tory
on
Lanez.
Repeat for like 3 days.
Nice. That was great. Good job, Troy. Woo! Thank you guys so much for listening to Troy and I talk for this long. We really, really appreciate
it.
If you made it through this much. Troy, thank you so much for coming on. You honestly like gave a really, really great perspective and are very, very good at talking.
That was very fun.
If you guys want to subscribe to the video part of this podcast, you can subscribe to the Past Your Bedtime YouTube channel. You can also find this podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or literally anywhere you get your podcast. Troy, where can they find you personally so they can all DM you or date to your...
So my Malibu air
thing. Yeah, exactly. To
you want to find me, just comment down below on I'll Be Your Sister's podcast. I'll Be Your Sister. I'll Be Your Sister podcast.
And on the past, your bedtime YouTube channel. Sorry.
Just send your applications in the comments and I will be there answering all of your guys's
But what's your Instagram?
Troy Osterberg. Osterberg.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Troy.
That was
I
so
love
fun.
You guys so much. Have a good week.
Love you guys. Peace out.
Don't ignore the red flags. I also am trying to listen to that. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
If he wanted to, he would.
Bye. Goodbye.